excuse me, was this, is there a joke, or was this the real Queen of Holland?
No, it was the real, yes, she really came here, uh-huh.
I wonder why she came here.
I don't know.
Must have been quite a trip.
Yes.
And she would come here in the summer?
Mm-hmm, in the summers, and,
Well, did she own the home?
She owned that land.
She did. Isn't that fascinating?
And I don't know how it become to belong to the state, but it did. I mean, I don't know the story in the transactions. But then they restored that hotel up there from the original foundation. And it stood several years, and then it burned, and they're building a new one, which is going to be fabulous, I say.
I read about it. In fact, I thought it would be interesting.
It would be.
Uh-huh. They told me.
No, not now. You couldn't stay there. But Mena was named from.
The last part of.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well,
mm-hmm. Now, what's the significance of Talon?
Well, I don't know unless I got that derived from a trail.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, that's. I never was clear. In fact, the tourist information they were to clear on the quiet was in a park.
Do they still have Queens in Holland? A few years
ago. Yes, I guess so.
I think so. A few years ago. Of course, it wasn't the same one, naturally, because she would be too old to come back, but the Queen of Holland did come back. Not that one, but the one that was queen at that time, and planted some Holland bulbs up there. They were beautiful, tulips. They were beautiful. And do you know that the people went up there and carried those off? They dug them up and carried, took them away. That was a shame.
Yes, it certainly was. The present queen, if I remember, is Juliana. But I also remember her mother was Wilhelmina. Mm-hmm. Because during World War II, she fled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is when she came here.
It might.
Because she it was might have. To the Roosevelts.
Mm-hmm. It might have been. Now, it was about along in that area when she was here, like that time when she was here.
Oh,
where everybody went up on the mountain when she was up there that the day. She came there one day. And everybody went. It was a big day.
Well, it's fascinating. There's no Dutch settlement here.
Unless these Mennonites are Dutch, I don't know if they are or not. I don't think so. Some people think they're Dutch, but they don't. I don't really think they're Dutch.
Do you have a large Mennonite settlement?
Yes, we do. We have a Mennonite settlement.
How long have they been?
Not too many years, about 5 or 6 years, but there's a bunch of them here.
Where did they come from? I wonder. Did they sell the land someplace else?
I guess they did. Ohio.
I see.
The ladies wear the long skirts and little bonnets, and they all drive black cars, and the men wear beard.
Yes. Do they drive cars?
Yes, they drive cars, but they're black cars. My brother-in-law is a mechanic, and he says that when they come down to the place where he works to buy a car, while they ask that it be all the chrome and everything on it be painted black, they have to fix it for them. If it has white wall tires on it, they spray them too. Yes. Now, I don't know if all these come from Ohio or not. No, I'm not real positive any of them come from Ohio, but I knew there was some in Ohio and that they did ride buggies there, but these here drive cars.
There's a sect in Ohio that's called Amish.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, these are very strict. They do not send their children to public school. They have their own school. They have their own ministers. They have their own everything. But they work. And they do carpenter work here, and they say they're quite good.
Yes, they're marvelous craftsmen.
And they say they're real easy to do business with. They're easy to get along with, but they're just different. They stay in their own, and they do not marry out of their own group, you know.
How are people like you?
Well, really and truly, they get along well. Because they bother nobody, so therefore nobody bothers them. They don't mix with them other than business-wise. but they look peculiar. I'll use the word peculiar to us because of their dress and their beards. And
I was in Mississippi, down from the black belt, and they had come from Indiana and sold the land there to the Belgians through the crisis.
Yes.
Come down and bought the land there, and so they used to pay spot some
cash. Well, they do here. Now, they tell me that when they buy anything downtown, anywhere, they charge nothing. If they don't have the cash, they don't buy it. If they, even a car, they don't buy a car unless they can pay cash for it.
So I think people with that kind of money make others jealous.
I guess they do.
Well, I only thank you again.
Yeah.